Morning.
So what's happened since we saw you last?
Meetings, radio show, film watching, more meetings, a little sleep, some coffee, some morning discussion with players, and now it's time to go to work.
On a typical game week, do you get a lot of sleep, say between now leading up to the game?
I don't get a lot of sleep anyways, you know, whether it's game week or just any other day. But I feel like I get enough.
How many special teams would you feel comfortable playing Charles on? I mean, he said he could kind of play them all, but you wanted to give him, don't want him out there for all of them. What's kind of your schedule for him on special teams?
He's going to play on a couple, and then he's going to play offense for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some pretty good athletes that can help us out, so we don't have to put Charles on every special team. We have some guys that can get the job done for us, and will get the job done for us. But he'll be on a couple special teams, and as we know, play receiver for us.
Do you expect him to be the first guy out there for punt and kick returns, or would he do some coverage teams?
You'll see that on Saturday. Tried to get me there.
Do you like using veterans on special teams, or do you use that as a
way? I like using ball players on special teams. No matter if you're a vet, young guy, if you're a dude, and embrace the role and do a good job of running down there and making plays for us. Yeah, you're our kind of guy.
What do you want to see out of this team in the last couple practices and walkthrough before the game?
I just want us to be sharp. You know, today and tomorrow is huge for us in our preparation for Saturday. So really want our guys to be focused and practice with a lot of energy. And when we don't know what we're doing, we ask the question on why we don't know. And ask coach what we should do and make sure we're all on the same page. But I want our guys to be sharp, play with consistent play and play with a lot of energy and make plays. It's game week.
Do you work especially close with certain players leading up to a game and in season?
Yeah, I work close with all of them. You know, I go around and I try to get in pretty much all the meetings throughout the week at some point. Be around all of our guys and our coaches, and I spend a lot of time with the quarterbacks, but I get around to see everybody.
What's your advice to Justin this week?
Go have fun, play ball. It's game time.
Justin said he only saw Breland drop one ball this fall with a club on his hand. What did you see out of him so far this fall?
You remember that day I told you guys that? That's the day he dropped the ball. You know, so no, but he just. Breland understand what we're doing offensively, so he always have himself in a good position to make plays, and he's just such a competitive kid that it doesn't matter if I have a club on or not, I'm go ahead and make plays for you, and it's been good to see. And it also helps when your quarterback throw a dart there and make it kind of easy to catch a ball with one hand, you know. So
obviously, you weren't here for this, but he played behind three veterans, you know, the last two years or so. Do you think that helped his development to where he's at right now?
Yeah, I think whenever you get some experience of being here in college, if you had to sit behind someone, no matter what it is, you get an opportunity to learn and see what it's all about. And I think that helps everybody at some point. So, and I think what we're seeing now is that's helped Breland, and look forward to him doing some good things for us.
Thanks,
that's
coach.
It?
What shoes are these?
I have no Nike. For sure. Yeah. Nike. I don't know. They're sharp, though, huh?
Yeah,
pretty sharp.
Yeah. Figured out what you're wearing for game day yet?
Yeah.
It's gonna be you sharp. Gonna tell us?
You're going to see it Saturday. Be sharp. Might come out in a suit.
See you all. Thanks, coach.